Man, have you ever really wondered, like, why we here? What the meaning of all of this?
Sometimes life can keep you down with your face all in the dirt. But if you feel that left behind, need to get up and go to church.
Into the mode, time to drop a load. My life is going down here like some cardboard in the snow. My bank account is frozen. I don't think that I can get out this hole. Feel like the figure four leg, like the jury went away and then they came back deadlocked. I can't move, I can't eat, I can't even breathe. Can't even buy a decent sack without the stems and the seeds. No trees, no peas to ease the stress of everyday living. But homeless people gotta suck it up wherever they live, in the unforgiving or the unwilling. Live a life of sinning and expect to be as pure as an infant in the beginning. But
what about repenting?
What about detention? What about you eating dinner in the devil's kitchen?
What about repenting?
What about committing the same sin over and over again and again and again and again and again?
Why are we these children? What are we here for?
Life is nothing but a dream, so peaceful and serene. Unless you're being evil, then you on the devil's team. I receive what you want to believe, but soon you'll have to sow those bad seeds. Any man can ask to get a pass or a cleansing of sin to grant another chance. Perhaps another glance of the light at the end of the tunnel. Talk to the coach and break out the huddle. Whatever should you fumble, your rebuttal should be subtle, because he who lives in the upper room is never gullible. As you survey the syllables and sentences, the question that I'm merely trying to pose is as simply as me saying,
what about repenting?
What about detention? What about you eating dinner in the devil's kitchen?
What about repenting?
What about committing the same sin over and over again and again and again?
Sometimes life can keep you down with your face all in the dirt. But if you feel that left behind, you need to get up and go to church.